tonight. Don't feel like getting high tonight. I feel like it don't matter when you're not in sight. It's been too long since I had a night with someone that just might hold me in that way that I remember you. So until tomorrow, I will walk these streets alone. And if you call me on the phone tonight to talk about your boyfriend's pride, I'll listen and I'll comfort if I'm able to. But if this should happen every night, it's possible that I just might say goodbye and search love in somebody new. So maybe tomorrow I won't walk these streets alone. And I hope tomorrow I won't walk these streets alone.
Welcome to Too Much Rock Podcast number 42. I'm your host, Sid Souter. We started things off this week with Christopher Ostrom and Hidden Truck from an album called So Much for Staying Alive. That song was Until Tomorrow. The album came out in September of last year, but somehow I missed it, which is sad because I'm a big fan of Christopher's. That album, though, a bit of a departure. It's like his normal stuff is very lo-fi, alt country, very depressing, and his voice sounds a whole lot like Richard Buckner a lot of the time. So that album, not so much. It doesn't sound much like his earlier work with Fireside either, though. So I guess it's something in between and something nice, I think. I've got a weird podcast for you this week. So if this is your first one listening ever, well, this isn't indicative, and but I make no apologies. The rule for the Too Much Rock podcast is pretty simple. Every week, I play you what I buy, or what I find, or what was sent to me, whatever the case is. And as I explore the music every week, I also pass that on to you, and we explore it together. And sometimes we find winners, and sometimes we find losers. And this week, we've got a mix of both. I don't know, maybe no losers, but certainly some things that are out of the normal for the Too Much Rock podcast, and out of the normal for me. Some of that's good, some of that's bad. We're going to start with something very much out of the normal. The Who released a new album on Halloween, so being a big Who fan, I purchased it. And, you know, it's kind of what you would expect. I mean, you wouldn't expect a grand masterpiece, and there's some songs that are very Who-like in it. There are a couple of tracks in the backside. There's a short kind of rock opera in there that recall some moments of Quadrophenia that are pretty nice, actually. But this track, Pete is, well, here, you listen. This is In the Ether from the new album Endless Wire.
I know. that like my love, it expands and sprays. The light will find me, will bend toward me. Yeah, I'm marooned in a billion days. I'm drunk with you, and I can't explain who or where I am, or how I'm in pain. Rocking, rocking me, rhythm is shocking me, just like a child in your fist, you are knocking me, rocking, rocking, autistic caged, I am rocking, and rocking, and rocking, enraged, I am drunk with you, and I can't explain. Trusted.
How will I live on without you? Without your customs of working, thinking action through. Budgeted.
After weeks of debate, were Satan's fingers, and the killers, and the hospital bombers. Jeff and Cyrus believed in their hearts they were headed for stage lights and Lear jets and fortune and fame. So in script that made prominent use of a pentagram, they stenciled their drumheads and guitars with their names. And this was how Cyrus got sent to the school where they told him he'd never be famous. And this was why Jeff, in the letters he'd write to his friend, helped develop a plan to get even. When you punish a person for dreaming his dream, don't expect him to thank or forgive you. The best ever death metal band out of Denton will in time both outpace and outlive you. Hail Satan! Hail Satan! Tonight, hail Satan! Hail, hail!
So what do you think? That was Mountain Goats with the song Best Ever Death Metal Band in Denton from the album All Hell West Texas. Came out on Emperor Jones in 2002 and was kind of John's last hurrah in the lo-fi world before skipping to 4AD, I guess, and actually into a studio. So that album was something that Catherine gave to me, and I'm a big fan, and I don't know if I need to say a lot more about that, though I did find out when I went home to visit my family last weekend and see my sister for her birthday that my mother had listened to one of my podcasts, heard a Mountain Goat song, liked it, and went and got the CD. So John Darnielle's got another fan, and it's my mother. Before that, another album that Catherine sent my way. The album is Axe is an Ace from the band Songs of Haya, and the song I played was Goodnight Lover. And that's the project of Jason Molina, and I've always been kind of hot and cold on the band. You know, if they happen to be on, that's fine. If not, then whatever. But that album, I guess I just never paid attention to. It came out in '99 and on Secretly Canadian, and I don't know. That album has about four songs on it that are just bone-shaking wonderful. So, you know, maybe I should have revisited it, and thanks for sending it my way again. And if you haven't spent much time with Songs Ohio, maybe it's time that you do. We started things off with The Who. Yes, that was Pete Townshend, I guess, summoning Tom Waits. I don't know. The song was In the Ether off the album Endless Wire. That's the only song that sounds like that, but it was bizarre enough that I thought I would share it with you. The rest of the album, like I said, a couple of Who songs, a couple of songs that sound like they could have been on Quadrophenia, and, a lot of filler. But that's what you expect from aging dinosaur rock stars. Now, for something you don't expect. I'm going to play three tracks here from three bands, probably all on major labels, probably all bands that get played on commercial alternative radio, and bands that the little kids love that I went, I kind of like that song. I feel a little dirty about it, but I kind of like that song. So I went on a binge in three albums by three bands that I would be embarrassed to admit that I own, but too much rock's all about honesty. So I'm going to start off with a track by Panic at the Disco, and I'm going to play I Constantly Thank God for Esteban. This is, of course, off their album A Fever You Can't Sweat Out, released initially in 2005. I think it was re-released in 2006 as well, and all over MTV or, I don't know, whatever plays videos nowadays, I'm sure. And an album that I initially was pointed to by somebody, I don't know, like right when it came out, and I looked at like the blogs about them and stuff, and it seems like it's just a bunch of little kids. But the album actually is much better than you would think, and it's pretty smart. Although definitely it's got a sheen to it. But hey, that's okay. And but that's what this set's about. So I'm gonna start it off here with Panic at the Disco.
action, forgive our sins. Forged at the pulpit with forked tongues, selling false sermons.
'Cause I am
a new wave gospel sharp, and you'll be thy witness. So gentlemen, if you're gonna preach, for God's sakes, preach with conviction.
Strike up the band, whoa, the conductor is beckoning me. Come, congregation, let's sing it like you mean it. No, don't you get it, don't you get it now, don't you move. Strike up the band, whoa, the conductor is beckoning me. Come, congregation, let's sing it like you mean it. No, don't you get it, don't you get it now, don't you move.
I can see you.
Douse the lights!
We sure are in for the show.
In this little number, we're graced by two displays of character. We've got the gunslinger our extraordinaire, walking contradiction. I, for one, can see no blood from the heart and the wrist you allegedly. And I, for one, won't stand for this. If the scene were a parish, you'd all be condemned.
Strike up the band, whoa, the conductor is beckoning. Come, congregation, let's sing it like you mean it. No, don't you get it, don't you get it now, don't you move. Strike up the band, whoa, the conductor is beckoning. Come, congregation, let's sing it like you mean it. No, don't you get it, don't you get it now, don't you, don't.
Zipper, 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 z dug yourself into a liar's hole. You made a little spark to live inside. It's now a fucking far out of control. And when the morning comes, you'll act surprised. And when the word gets out, it will get old. And every day you'll try to live your life. And every little scandal will unfold. How did I let her inside? We're dripping in sweat, I'm feeling alright. Your lips are the last being touched tonight. Your best friend is not your girlfriend.
Still, close your eyes, girl. So lovely it feels. want to fucking tear you apart.
How can that be anything but funny? That's She Wants Revenge with the song Tear You Apart off of their self-titled album. Came out on Geffen in January of this year. And it's a band that I heard nonstop when I was in San Diego for a project in like March or something. And I thought, you know, I kind of like that song, though it wasn't actually that song. And I finally picked up that album in my trio of I'm Ashamed to Admit I Own It albums. And yeah, it is pretty cheesy. It's like a proto goth with way too much Joy Division in there. And all the lyrics are about like softcore BDSM for like the 15-year-old set. So, you know, if you own it and you enjoy it, you can be embarrassed and keep that to yourself, as I should have. Before that, we played Angels and Airwaves, which, of course, is Tom DeLonge from Blink-182, his band, the song It Hurts off the album We Don't Need to Whisper, an album that came out in May of this year on Geffen Records. And that's another song. Actually, that's not the song, but there was a song, I think The Gift or something, that was being played on whatever the commercial radio station was in San Diego when I was out there again in March. And I just kind of held on to for the thought of it for a long time. And that album is, yeah, it's just kind of emo by numbers. There's a lot of, you know, he may have mixed in his fetish for some 80s big production and a lot of U2 guitars and stuff, but it's still pretty much for the teeny bopper set. Though, we started the set off with Panic at the Disco, which I will proudly proclaim that, yes, I do really enjoy that album. And if I shall be mocked for it, then I shall be mocked for it. We are coming to the end of the Too Much Rock podcast. I'm on over about 5 minutes, so it's going to be a long one, and I apologize, and hope it didn't take you 6 weeks to download. But if it did, hey, maybe it's worth it. As always, I'm your host, Sid Souter, and you can find out more information about the Too Much Rock podcast by visiting the Too Much Rock podcast website at toomuchrock.com. That's TOOMUCHROCK.com. I'm going to finish things off this week with a track by Lupe Fiasco. Now, Lupe is a rapper from Chicago has tried to have his debut about 3 times, and labels kept folding and things of that sort. I'm not into rap. You know that. In fact, I got in trouble for mocking somebody some weeks back. You know, I'm trying to keep my head open now. The fact that I found out about Lupe Fiasco via NPR just shows that how incredibly white I am and disconnected from the scene. But what caught me about Lupe is they played a track that I really enjoyed on there, which discussed how he didn't used to like hip-hop and how he had a real weird relationship with it, and he didn't like that, you know, he didn't like that women were bitches and there was so much cursing, and he's a Muslim, and he said he'd sing along but he'd drop half the words, and you know how he felt like a hypocrite because Still Too Short made him laugh, even though he went against what, you know, Lupe really felt was right. So I kind of piqued my interest and listened in, and I mean, things like he boycotted Jay-Z because Jay-Z said he didn't believe in God, he only believed in Gotti. And so, I don't know, smart rhymes, and his head's in the right place. And this song that I'm about to play now is called Kick Push, which was a single that kind of leaked, I don't know, a long, long time ago. But the album just came out September of this year. It's called Food and Liquor, and it's very smart. The rhymes are great, and the production is fantastic. And I don't know, it's getting good reviews, I guess. I don't know how things work in the hip-hop community, so I don't know if it's blowing up or whatever, but I like it. And we're going to end the podcast with it. This is Kick Push from Lupe Fiasco.
What up, y'all? Y'all ain't know, I go by the name of Lupe Fiasco, representing that first and 15. Yeah, and this one right here, I dedicate this one right here to all my homies out there grinding, you know what I'm saying? Legally and illegally. You know what I'm talking about? So, Check it out, first got it when he was six, didn't know any tricks. Matter of fact, first time he got on it, he slipped, landed on his hip and busted his lip. For a week he had to talk with a list like this. Now we can end the story right here, but shorty didn't quit, it was something in the air. Yeah, he said it was something so appealing, he couldn't fight the feeling, something about it. He knew he couldn't doubt it, couldn't understand it. Branded, since the first kickflip he landed, labeled a misfit, a bandit. Cocoon, 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 his neighbors couldn't stand it. So he was banished to the park, started in the morning, one stopped after dark. Yeah, when they said it's getting late in here, so I'm sorry young man, there's no skating here. And so we kick, push, kick, push, kick, push, kick, push, coast. And away he rolled, just a rebel to the world with no place to go. And so we kick, push, kick, push, kick, push, kick, push, coast. So come escape with me, just a rebel looking for a place to be. So let's kick and push and coast.
My man got a little older, became a better roller. Yeah, no helmet, hell bent on killing himself is what his mama said, but he was feeling himself. Got a little more swag in his style. Met his girlfriend, she was clapping in the crowd. Love is what was happening to him now. He said I would marry you, but I'm engaged to these Ariels and Varials, and I don't think this board is strong enough to carry two. She said, bow, I weigh 120 pounds. Now, let me make one thing clear, I don't need to ride yours, I got my right here. So she took him to a spot he didn't know about, some mod in the apartment parking lot. She said, I don't normally take dates in here. Security came and said, I'm sorry, there's no skating here. And so they kick, push, kick, push, kick, push, kick, push, coast. And the way they roll, just lovers intertwined with no place to go. And so they kick, push, kick, push, kick, push, kick, push, coast. So come escape with me, just a rebel looking for a place to be. So let's kick and push, yeah, yeah, and coast.
Yeah,
swanky.
Yeah, yeah, before he knew he had a crew that wasn't no punk, and they spit fire shirts and SB dunks. They would push till they couldn't skate no more. Office building lobbies wasn't safe no more, and it wasn't like they wasn't getting chased no more. Just the freedom was better than breathing, they said. An escape route they used to escape out. When things got crazy, they needed to break out. They'd head to any place with stairs, any good grinds, the world was theirs. And they four wheels would take them there, until the cops came and said, there's no skating here. And so they kick, push, kick, push, kick, push, kick, push, coast. And the way they roll, just rebels without a cause, with no place to go. And so they kick, push, kick, push, kick, push, kick, push, coast. So come roll with me, just a rebel looking for a place to be. So let's kick, and push, yeah.